Let's start the New Testament off at the bottom because we just cheated in order to get to Sun Base. 37, Halacha Bav, beginning of the Mishnah. Ha'ish Madir is Beno Benazir. A father can make a son into a Nazir. Now, it's in the Bavli, it's in Machlokas, whether it's the Rice or the Rabbana. Whether you can do it on Torah level or only rabbinic level. But Yerushalmi never addresses that, so I don't know what Yerushalmi holds about that. But Ishmael is beno Nazir, and Ishmael is beno Nazir. A woman cannot make her son into a Nazir. Okay, it's only right. The father, again, we don't know if it's the right or the right one. Ketzad, how does it work to countermand this Nazir? So actually, the Ketzad here. What? No, if somebody wants to cancel the kids in the Zeros, not cancel the spiritual powers in the Zeros. Ketzad gileach oshegilchu kruvim, if he shaved, himself or relative shaved him, micho, or he protested oshemicho kruvim, or his relatives protested, that cancels in the Zeros of the minor. Now, it's interesting, halacha, that normally your relatives have no power over you, other than your father or your mother. But here, any relative can actually protest in the Zeros as unfair, as like child abuse, and counteract that in the Zeros. Haiso beimo mufreshes, if he had an animal, which is already set aside. Hakatos, and now this is talking about the story about an individual who the child. There was an animal set aside for his Nazirus. Hachatos tamus. There was a chatos. It must die. Vola. It was an ola. Tikarev ola. It sacrifices an ola. Shlomim. It was a shlomim set aside. Cover shlomim. Sacrifice shlomim. Benechom yamechot. And they're consumed for one day. Veinatunim lechem. They don't require bread because only an actual nazir requires bread. Hayelamostumim. If you had money which was not yet specified for which carbon should fall. Yipun Nadava, it goes to buy generic olos to be brought as a voluntary obligation, voluntary carbon to base of mikdash. Most mufurashim, if you have money which is already designated, the mechatos, the money which is designated for the purpose of the chatos, yechli amelch, goes to the red, to the Dead Sea. Lo nani, the one may not derive benefit from it, but there is no me'ilah because it's never going to end up being carbon. The me'ola, the money server set aside for the purpose of bringing in ola, the va'ola, they should bring the burnt offering. Umoli, but then there is me'ilah in that money because it was set aside for the purpose of becoming a carbon. The me'shlamim, the money set aside to be shlamim, you'll be shlamim, you bring shlamim for that. Me'achlam yamecha, which eaten for one day, ve'yam to lechem, do not require bread. Ha'ish megaleach on the zeros of it. A father, a child, can use the karbanos set aside by his father, who then obviously died, in order to complete his own zeros. Ve'ish megaleach on the zeros of via. However, a daughter cannot use karbanos left side by his father. It's a unique relationship between father and son. Keta, how does it work? Mishael Aviv Nazir, some of his father was a Nazir. Vihifishma most dumi al Nazirus, and he set aside money generically for his Nazirus, umese died. V'omar, and the son said, Hareini Nazir, I want to be Nazir, I'm Menashe Galech, on the condition that I will be able to shave, based on the Nazirus most Abba, based on the Nazirus of the money left by my father, probably should be most Nazirus Abba, the money left by the fund of Nazirus of my father. Rabbi Yosef, he said, Harei Yiplu, period. That works. Rabbi Yosef argues. Rabbi Yosef, he said, Harei Elu Yiplu Ninadava. In such a case, then the money's gotta go to buy optional kabbalists. It can't go for the Nazirus of a kid. Why? Because he lays down his axiom. Ain umagaleach on the zeros of it. Well, he doesn't yet lay it down. Says this kid cannot shave based on the zeros set in the money designated from the zeros of his father. Vezush megaleach on the zeros of it. When can he shave based on the money set aside from the zeros of his father? I'll tell you. when already the son was a Nazir in the lifetime of his father, if he and his father were Nazirim simultaneously, in other words, he wasn't Nazir already before his father died. And since he was already Nazir at the time his father was a Nazir, his father set aside money, which was not specified, for the purpose of his Nazirus, umes, and then the father died. That case he can shave on the Nazirus of his father. But not in a case where the father's Nazirus completely and totally preceded the son's Nazirus. In other words, the son's Nazirus has to begin before the death of the father. Okay? It's kind of like the issue of Dabar Shel Bolam, you know, being selling or buying something which is not, doesn't yet exist. So Rabbi Elzi holds that his Nazirus has to have existed at the same time as his father's in order the Karbanos go towards his towards the son's Nazirus. Otherwise, they don't exist at the same time, so there's no connection between one and the other, and one cannot work for the other one. Okay, Rabban argue. Rabban say, after the father's death, the son can now become a Nazir from scratch and use the father's Karbanos. Ish, says Mar Ish, any other Ish. I only know, now this is not talking about Nazirus. We're talking about Saras. We're going to bring it back around to Nazirus. I only know that a man becomes a leper. Isha Minayin, how do we know the woman becomes a leper? Talmud Lomar Tzaruah, because it says leper. Bet Isha makes a difference if it's a man or a woman, being Katan or even a child. Ikei Loman Amar Ish, so why it say Ish? Linyan Shalomata. Because in order to specify that that which is coming further down is only applying to men. Ha'ish poreh poreh, a man rends his clothing, means a metzora, and grows his hair. Ein ha'isha porasu poremes, however, a woman does not have to rend her clothing nor grow her hair. Now, getting back to Nazirus. Ha'ish madir. A father, can cause his son to be a Nazir, not himself, even a woman can do that, but could cause his son to be a Nazir, and a man can shave on the basis of his father's Karbanos. Okay? So those are specifically father-son relationship. A father making a son into a Nazir, and a son shaving on the basis of Korbanos left by his father. Women don't figure into this relationship at all. It's only father-son. Okay? Now, it doesn't say if we learn out from a pasuk, that's why it's a machlokas with, whether in the Bavli, whether it's the Rabbanan or Loch Lemosh Misinai. But it's not learned of any pasuk.
Do you mind if I turn the air conditioning? I think that's it.
Okay. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochum Mishra Meir said, Yochum said, Nehra Meir, Chavdal Dvarim, there are 24 things, Mikule Beshami, which Beshami was lenient, Mikule Beshami, Beshami was stringent. Vizayachamam, it is one of them. Beshami says, Eina Ish Madiris Beno Benazir, Beshami says, a parent may not make a son into a Nazir. Resumim, the tribe of Basil says, as in our Mishnah, Madir Beno Benazir, a parent can make his son into a Nazir. Tani, we learned, Benizram, Nazire Mirechem. In a Nazirus, it works even from the womb. Right? Benizire Mirechem. Even from the womb, again, we don't know if it's a rice or a rabbana. Isaboyim Emer, one says, some said, Achiv Shnei Saras until he's 13, in other words, it gets two hairs, is an adult. Isaboyim Emer, some say, even Achiv Shnei only, I'm sorry, not even, only until he gets 12 years old. Onesadorim means when a boy can make a nether. Boy's nether generally is considered to be effective a year before his bar mitzvah. So the Nazirus that the father takes upon the son can only be up to a year before the bar mitzvah, according to the second opinion. Not to the bar mitzvah itself. Shimshon was special. It wasn't the father or mother took it. God told him. So that's unique. Okay? So, Hakomodim, everybody agrees. Shim Yovel Lonas and Dorim, that if he comes to the, if he's already 12, there's a question to when it lasts, but if he's already 12, Shayna Mazir, you cannot make him Nozer at that point. Now, getting back to the Mishnah, it says, Gilech Oshigilchu Krovim. If he shaved himself, or relative shaved himself, Micha, or he protested Shmichu Krovim, or relatives protested over him, B'chol Lashonos, B'kemisha Micha. In any language which is used, that's sufficiently, it's considered as if he protests. In other words, it's a valid protest. However, Yoshev Lo Livnei Asapar, now there are many interpretations of this Gemara, that if a kid sat in front of the barber, I'm going to interpret like the Yor Sameach interpreted. So if a kid sat in front of the barber, now it's interesting, if you go, if you're an Avel Rachman of Islam, during Shiva, specifically during Shloshim actually, and you go to the barber, that cancels your Shloshim. That's a sign that your Shloshim is over, right?
Even
if it's over. But that can be a termination of Shloshim. Okay? Your hair is long. I mean, you know, it's not for father and mother, you're not supposed to, so your hair is longer and longer, but as for other relatives, that'll terminate the Shloshim for you. Okay, you can't take a haircut. So the thing is that, did you forget that it was here tonight?
No.
Okay, fine. here, what if the child sits in front of a barber, right? What's the status then? So it says that a child sitting in front of a barber, he doesn't have das. If he goes to the barber, it just might be because he doesn't know that he's a nazir, or doesn't understand his nazirus. So that's not considered being like a machal. That doesn't necessarily terminate the nazirus. And he might be required to keep the nazirus afterwards nonetheless. However, Yoshev Lo Livnei Asapar, if he sits in front of the barber, Kamish Lo Micha, it's not a protest. Karov Ma'oshimcha. But what about if a relative takes in the barber? Which his aunt says, I can't take it anymore, you look so disgusting, the heck with this Nazir's business, I'm taking it, and she takes him to the barber. Or even if she doesn't say and takes to the barber. Since you know that relatives can protest the Nazir's of a child, does that suffice or does that not suffice? Is that considered to be a tacit protest, the fact that they took him to a barber? And the Gemara doesn't answer. Okay? Ma'u shetochol olav nezirusso nezirusso aviv. Oh, the Yerushalmi says an interesting thing, though. He says, if the relatives give him to drink wine or make the child tummy, it doesn't cancel the zeros. That's just an aveira. It's not canceling the zeros. Cutting the hair is a sign of terminating the zeros. That's a sign of protestation. Just giving him to drink or making him tummy, that's not a sign of protestation. Okay? Ma'u shetochol olav nezirusso v'nezirus aviv ka'achas. What about a kid comes to 13 years old and he himself wants to become a nazir? Oh, actually, he's not 13. He's 12. Right. That's cutting his hair, terminating his ears. Right. That was a mystical thing, but that was the same idea. What about if a kid is 12 and he want, and his father, according to Bin, that his father can make him a nazir until 12, or until 13 also. So his father made him a nazir, and we're not sure when his father's the end point of the father's, and then he takes upon himself a nazirus himself. Is that the double nazir simultaneously for his father's obligation upon him and his own obligation? Mashallah nazirus nazirus avikachas. So it says, Marmaisa Rabbi Chanina ben Chanina. So Maisa was Rabbi Chanina, the son of Chanina. I'm not sure if that's correct or a typo. But in any event, I think in the Bible it has a different name. Anyway, my Maaser Rabbi Chanina ben Chanina, Sheidiro Aviv, his father made him a nazir. But Rabbi Shigamli Aboko, Shigamli want to check him. He may be Shtei Saris, if he has two hairs, then his father can't make him a nazir anymore. Amalo, so he said to the kid, said, Chanina ben Chanina said, Name Ma'ata Borkeni, why are you checking me? In the Zirus Abba Alai? The Nazirus of my father is upon me, I'm reigning Nazir, I accept that Nazirus. v'im lav, and if not, already nozir mikvar, I'll make myself a nozir. Amar Rav Gamliel v'nishoko rosho. Rav Gamliel got up and kissed him on his head. Finally he said, "Batuach ani, I'm sure, shiat yetzim min hazikna, you're not going to leave old age, achatora ros b'shirol, till you paskin child sinam b'shirol." Amar Rav Gamliel v'nishoko, ani v'nishiv yeshev v'dorish b'yavne, I saw him, the Rabbi Chaim ben Chanina, dashing in the Avne. Obviously he made it to be a posek. So be that as it may, we see that there's a time in which there can be double capacity, double whammy, which both the father can take till bar mitzvah and the son can begin at 12 and take for himself at that point. Okay, so they both have jurisdiction at that point. Okay, so as more further, I'm Rabbi Yossi Rechina. Now I'm going to interpret this the back off away because I didn't like what anybody else said. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rechina. Shal Malikas Of Shalom. You have a cotton who's a Kohen, and he does Malika in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, the Malika is with the slicing the neck with the fingernail. Right. So Mao Shetiachu, can he eat? Because that could be a valid chatos that it could be consumed by the kohanim. This is more at that makshi leilam malika sof. Instead of asking about the malika of the bird, kashisi l'shchita sof. Ask whether he can slaughter a bird. Why are you going jumping to malika? Ask if he has the right to slaughter a cotton. Because you know it's oshayim seftachun. If a cotton can slaughter, you need a gadol omid agav of an adult standing over him. So why don't you ask about shchita? Says my dad, no, I want to ask a double question. Tama by Shchitas was something that was one of the only one question whether you could check it or not. The car, but here it'd be shtei sfeikos, two sfeikos. A, the suffix of Shchita, and B, the suffix of Chulin Bazora. Because maybe if his leak is not good, so it's like Chulin Shinish to Bazora. It's like, you know, improper, I don't know if Chulin Shinish to Bazora is the right term, but you know, so I tell you, which is improperly Shechem the base on Mikdash. Right? I don't know if Chulin Bazora is the right term. But let's call it Chulin Bazora. Okay, in other words, he's Shechem so improperly in the base on Mikdash, and that's the second suffix. Says Ma'amrai, Ma'amrai, says, Filu Hocha, suffix Echadu. Not true. This is, even here it's one suffix. Oh, it is, here it is suffix of Chulin Bazora. It's only one suffix. Because it can't be Chulin Bazora, because Dora tells me that which you learn. Hanoicher Ramacher is somebody who rips or uproots, meaning he kills an animal in any way other than Shchita. Ain bo mishum Shchita's Chulin Bazora. There's no Shchita. It's not considered to be a Shchita of Chulin Bazora. You know, now I'm thinking out loud. But I think that I actually have to concede the point to someone of the other Mepharshim I saw who says that it's talking about where the boy himself was makdish the korban. It's not just that he's doing malik on it, but he's also was makdish it. Because otherwise, why would it be chulin bazora? So it must be the question is both on the validity of his malika and on the validity of his making it hektish. We're asking on both aspects. That must be the case. Okay? Otherwise, the question doesn't make sense. I think that's true.
The term shchita sof,
not in the Beis Hamikdash, but let's ask about shchita stam. You never shech the bird in the Beis Hamikdash. It's just in Jericho. Ask about shchita in general.
Oh, see, it's kosher.
Yeah, it's kosher. Not in the Beis Hamikdash. I don't perform sacred, but it sounds like it, yeah. Okay, only always since he's a kid, only since he's under 13. So in any event, so it says more, it's not a question of Chulin Bazora, because there's no such thing as Chulin Bazora unless it's shechted and Malika done wrong, it's not Shechita, whatever it's not Chulin Bazora. Rabbanan became sorry, Mishem Rabbi Yossi, Yossi Rechania said, I feel sorry, Gechreino. It's not even a question of improper shchita. Kiman domar ain't shchita sa'of. Because there's opinion which holds that no shchita for a bird ain't shchita sa'of mechuveres medivim dvar Torah. There's no shchita for birds d'oraisa. The shchita for birds are d'rabbanan. So therefore, the whole shaila is out the window. You know, you thought that malika You thought by Malika, there are two questions. A, that maybe the Malika is no good, and B, maybe it's Chulin Bazara. But it's not one question, it's not even two questions, it's not two questions, it's not even one question. It's not a question of Chulin Bazara, because Chulin Bazara is not even due to Shechita. This is not Shechita. Also, it's not a question of whether it's a Nevela or not via Malika, because there's no concept of Nevela midaraisa by a bird. That's precisely perhaps why the Torah did allow Malika by a bird. There's no concept of Nevela. By an animal, if you mess up in the Shechita, it's a Nevela. But by a bird, there's no such thing as Nevela. So I think what the Gemara is saying is that if it's the Malika Mistama is good, right? Because the Malika, we're not as concerned with validity when it comes to birds. When it comes to animals, so then the procedure has to be very precise. When it comes to birds, it's not necessary that it's precise, because there's no shechita for birds that rise up. Okay? That's a little bit choppy, the Gemara, but that's what I think it means. Says Gemara, how do we know that there's no shechita for birds with the raisa? Because it says, "Vayishtuchu lohem shatoach vayishtuchu." It says when the quail came, they made piles. Vayishtuchu lohem shachot. They're making piles was the shechita, because they just knocked them over the head and took them. They didn't actually have to slaughter them. So you see, with the rice, so they didn't actually slaughter birds, okay? Because the quail they took without slaughtering. Says the Gemara, "Akadum b'shavin hu uvno nazir." We said in our Mishnah that a father can leave over the karbonas for his sons nazirus. That's okay when he and his sons are similar to nazirus, nazir achas, in that they both have 30-day with simple nazirus. Who nazir achas? What if he's one nazir? But no, and his son is nazir shtayim, is a double nazir. Who nazir tara? He's coming and nazirus in tara. No nazir tamei, his son became tamei. Who nazir tamei, or vice versa? He's tamei, but no nazir tara, and his son is a nazir tara. What in all these cases? Are there karbonos carry over? We don't know. Period. My time, Rabbi Yossi. Why is Rabbi Yossi then order for this father's karbonos carry over to the son? The son already has to be nazir in the lifetime of his father's. Because it says, Yakivenu la Hashem al Nizro. He should sacrifice the korban to Hashem on his nazirus. Sheikdom Nizro the korbano. His nazirus has to precede his korban. Velo sheikdom korbano le Nizro, not that his korban precedes the nazirus. So if any korban which precedes the nazirus, even if so your father's nazirus before you become a nazir, that's not a valid korban for nazir. Boy, ma'am, and they wanted to say, Rabbi Yehuda Yodi Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda will consider Rabbi Yossi, the Yossi, that in a case where the father was a nazir, during the father's lifetime, then his korban goes to his son as well. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it can also be if the son only became a nazir after his father's death. Also, if the son became a nazir during his father's lifetime, he can use his father's carbon for his nazirus. No, we found that their machlokus is drastic and polar. Ashkei Omer, we found that the Kham says, the bright side of summer, lo du modi, neither one concedes the other one. Each one holds the other one was incorrect. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the son must have been a nazir during his father's lifetime. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he must not have been a nazir during his father's lifetime. According to each tanna, respectively, under that scenario, the son gets the father's korbanos to use. Okay? Hajlach Mishama, next parak. Beshama says, Hektish Tos. Slight change of page here, guys. Not major, it's still Nazirus, but Bishami, the Hektish not toast and Hektish. You make Hektish inadvertently, it's Hektish. You say, whoops, it's too late. It's already Hektish. Okay? We'll discuss this in detail, of course. Bishami, Enu Hektish, not Hektish, and did you do it intentionally? Ketzad, how so? Amar Shor Shachar Shiotami Beisi Rishon. If the guy says the first black ox to come out of my house should be a korban. Hareu Hektish, right? The yotze love and a white one comes out. So Bishami Omrim, Hektish, Bishami says, tough. So he made a mistake, but that one's Hektish. Bishomrim, Enu Hektish, it's not Hektish. Similarly, if a guy said, Dinar Zov, Shiyala, Biyodi, Arishon. The first gold coin that comes up in my hands, Harehu Hekdesh. Below Shogesni got a silver coin said, Bisharmim Hekdesh, he said, tough, it's Hekdesh. The Somrim, ain't no Hekdesh, it's not Hekdesh. Chavish Shalyai, it should tell the other, we show in the first barrel of wine that comes in my hands, Hekdesh, Harehu Hekdesh. Below Shoshemni gets oil said, Bisharmim Hekdesh, Shammy says, it's Hekdesh. Ube Somrim, ain't no Hekdesh, it's not Hekdesh. Okay? Tamatini, we learned over there. And this is a question. The learner says in himself, the Trumos, I'm describing Loma Truma. So he said he wanted to make something Truma. He said he intended to make something Truma. Vomar, but let's slip the word Meiser. Or he intended to say Meiser. Vomar Truma, let's slip the word Truma. Or Ola, he intended to make something Ola, but let's slip the word Shlomim. Or vice versa, Shlomim, Vomar Ola. Where it says, none of these statements are valid. How come? What about Beisham? It says Hekdesh Shmo Toshmei Hekdesh. So why does it work there as well? So two answers. Amrei B'Yirmiya, which argue with each other. Amrei B'Yirmiya, B'Yirmiya said Ba'lo Marchulin V'Amra Ola Kadesha. If a person wanted to say Chulin, but he said Kodesh, it's Kodesh no matter what. Amrei B'Yirmiya said Miskavin Lakdesh Anu Kayamin. That's why he had a mind to make it some Kodesh. Elishu toy mishum davar acher. He only makes a mistake in terms of another kodesh. But if he said no intention of making something kodesh at all, then it does become kodesh even with the, even though we say hektish tosh me hektish. Now, masnisa, the mishnah of the trumos, mao, what's the story according to these various different approaches? Abaiti, Rabbi Yirmiya, who said, that if a person intended to say chulin and instead said ola, it's kadosh, right? So then, that mishnah over there, which says that if you intend to say ola, to say truma instead, meiser instead, so that it's not kadosh, that's only going like basilos hektish tosh lav shmei hektish. The hektish tosh is not considered to be hektish, but like bisham, if you said meiser, you said truma intended to say meiser, vice versa. So certainly it's kavachon, if you intend to say chulin and said kodesh, that works. Certainly if you said one type of kodesh and said intended to say another, one type of kodesh and said another type of kodesh, that works as well. That's according to Rabbi Yirmiya. According to Rabbi Yossi, I'll die to Rabbi Yossi divrei kol. According to Rabbi Yossi, no. The only time we say hektish tos is shmei hektish is where you had a mind to be makdish, but you made a mistake for some other reason. Some extrinsic reason. But if you didn't intend to do what you did at all, so then I say, no, hektish tos, lav shmei hektish, even according to Beishamai. So all my rules between Beishamai, still according to him, is only we had a mind to make some hektish. And you mistook what you said. Didn't have a mind to make hektish at all, so then it's not hektish. And then it said, over there it says, if you had a mind to make something maisa, which is not hektish, and you said truma, so that's not valid, right? So that won't work out correctly, because Rumi holds even such a case that Beisham holds a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yossi, in that case, it works out even according to Beisham. So Beisham holds that you have to have in mind the some form of hektish, not to go from chulin to hektish, or from meiser to hektish, which is just equally distant. Says the Gemara, Bisfasayim below Belev. It says that in order to be chayev, you have to have some, express something with your mouth, and not with which we take to mean with your lips, shame not with your heart. What if somebody really concludes in his heart he wants to bring a korban? Is he off the hook? No. Talmud Lomar, no. He is off the hook. Yorushani Motius Gomer, one second, I forgot actually. No, yeah, the first time we're here, it says, Yorushani Motius Gomer, if you exclude somebody who concluded in his heart, Tamlom Vate, any expression, even in the heart, is enough to make you chayiv. Shmuel said, no. Gomer, I believe somebody who completes a conclusion in his heart, and chayiv is not liable, Achi Yotsu Swasam until he enunciates it, until he verbalizes it. Didn't we learn Vatani didn't learn Kol Nadiv Lev, anybody who's voluntary in their heart. Zah Gomer Lev saying Kabbalah Sohar is already liable to whatever he concluded in his heart. Atar Mizah Gomer Lev somebody concludes in his heart, rally as actually not with his lips. The that which comes out of your lips, you should watch and do. That's story already about somebody who express something. A minor kind calling the blade, so I do somebody who volunteers. Zab going to believe it, so it includes in his heart. So, it's a question. Shmuel said you only chayev for a korban shvu, I think it is. What korban talking about? Yeah, a person lied. So it's only a person didn't fulfill his shvuah. That's what I meant to say. A person didn't fulfill his shvuah. It's only if he enunciated the shvuah, not if he according to Shmuel, not if he just had in mind. I'm not sure I'm getting this right. Yeah, but the other Tana obviously held that even if you conclude something in your mind and you don't fulfill it, so then you're transgressing your shvuah. So the question, what does Shmuel do with the pasuk? Because Shmuel says the way they're dashing livatei means to enunciate in your heart, not to enunciate orally. So it says, "Amarmanda ma Shmuel lekarbon." That which Shmuel said that you have to enunciate. If you don't enunciate, you're not chayav a karbon shvuah for not having fulfilled your nether, is only vis-a-vis a karbon. In other words, to be liable to bring a carbon, of course, this is the way we pass them, to be liable to bring a carbon for having transgressed the shvuah, then it's only if you enunciate the shvuah. But to be required to fulfill a shvuah, then you're ready to chayiv if you conclude in your heart to make the shvuah. And of course, conclusion means complete and total conclusion. That's sufficient to make you obligated to fulfill the shvuah. But if you didn't have a mind if you didn't enunciate it verbally, actually, then you're not going to be liable to bring a carbon. Okay? So it says, carbon shvua for having lied on your oath, or not fulfill your oath. Tanina Taman, Tamatim, we learned over there. Hamachanis Mos, this is a totally different tack. Hamachanis Mos, somebody who gathers together money. Varmit Sarabelishkoi, I gather this money for my Machtis Hashekel. Now, of course, he has much too much money. He has, instead of 50 cents, he has 75 cents. Okay? So what's with the extra quarter? So, Be'esham Rimei Musara Nidav, Be'esham says excess money goes to Nidav, it's voluntary, Kobasa Be'esham Mikdash. But so many, but Musara Chulim, whatever's left over is Chulim. He didn't have to take the whole thing, he was just putting aside money towards the shekel. But whatever's left over is Chulim. Now, if he said, Sha'avi, Mehenshko life, he said explicitly, I'm going to bring from them my shekel, shav, and even Beisham Rigish, Moson Chul, whatever's left over is going to be Chul. Because there he said explicitly, it's from them, not all of them. Says the Gemara, Elu Chatasi, if a person says, this money should go to my Chatas, and then specify, Shavim, everybody agrees from Moshe, there's Mufans left over the door, they go to buy optional Karbonos. Shavim, Mehen Chatosi from them. Shavim, everybody agrees from Moshe, and Chulim, whatever's left over is Chulim, because again he said from them, he didn't designate all of them. Rabbi Yosef, Abishayim, Rabbi Loza said, Ma Pliga, when is there Machlokas? Chim Beisil, Beisham, I've been Machanis Protot. When he gathers, when he counts one by one. Abo, Bo Omer Elu. So then we say maybe he gathered them together one by one. So we say maybe he could intend a limited amount to become holy. But he says all of them together. So then kol amamoyde, everybody agrees, Mosar Nedova, everything left over is Nedova because they all were dedicated for the purpose of buying korban. Rabbi Chizkor Rabbi Yisrael said ma pligo no. When's machlokas b'mechanis protot? It's a machlokas when he gathers one by one. If they all become Kaddish when he says they all become Kaddish, or only the ones which are necessary. And if he says all of them, everybody agrees that anything left over is Chulin. Now everything left over is Chulin because obviously the exact opposite of what we said before. Before we said everything left over becomes what? Nedava has to go to Korban. Now it's saying that everything left over that becomes what? becomes chulin. So in essence, we said before that the machlokas were, we both days said the machlokas were the gathers them one by one. But the machlokas would be according to Rabbi Yossi, named Rabbi Lazar, when he says elu, then all of them are included in the carbon, and those which use carbon use carbon, those used for voluntary carbonos use for voluntary carbonos. When he said according to Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Shem Rabbi Lazar, when he says on the contrary, he says elu all this money, everybody agrees that the leftover is chulin because we know, according to him, they didn't turn to tend to use all of it for Kodesh. Amr Chizki said, Masnisa Messiah, Rabibe, we have a Brisa like Rabibe. Might be Mishnah, what is it? In any event, we have Mishnah or Brisa like him. Let's see, Amr Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Mabich Kolam Luchatas, what's the difference between the Brisa, obviously? Mabich Kolam Luchatas, what's the difference between the Machti to Shekel? And the money set aside for that. And the Chatas, and the money set aside for that. El Shashkolim Yeshlam Kitzva. Shkolim, the Machtis of Shekel, Yesh Loim Kitzva, have a specific amount. So it didn't say have a specific amount, so then, even though you said Elu, all this money should be Shema Shekel. But we all know, what did you really mean? What's the maximum? 50 cents. So therefore, the quarter, for sure, whatever leftover quarter there is for sure Chulin. Okay? So that is the difference you said between the corner of Bibi, said when you say Elu, the rest is chulin, it's in between shkolim and chatas. Because shkolim have a specific amount of money you have to give. Chatas has no limit of what you have to give. So if you said elu by shkolim, the leftover is considered to be chulin. If you said elu by chatas, the leftover is considered to be nitova. Okay? It has to be karbonos from the leftover funds. Okay? Makes sense. So says the one. Again, my mishloach chatos shashkolim yeshlo kitzva, they have a limit. Mana kayomi says, "Well, what are you talking about? Ivar mishavim mayam shkolai." It says shkolim here, but shkolim is shkolai. So going to be my shekel shikli should be. Kama amoyd everybody b'yishem osachulin that the rest of us chulin. Ivar mishavim mayam chatosi. If he says, "I want to bring my chatos from this money," again unspecified. So, Kama Amoyd, everybody agrees, Shamoyser Chulin? Oh, because of Mehem, sorry, of course. Because it says Mehem! So, it says they're going to bring not from them, not Elu. Elu would be the issue, as we're going to see presently. It says Mehem, so he by Chathas, even though Chathas has no limit, but so he said Mehem from them. So he's already indicating that he doesn't intend to use all the money for the chatos, right? So if he says mayhem, so no, both by shkolim and by chatos, whatever's left over after he takes out the money is chulin. However, elokeinu kayem, the issue is the oimer elu. He says elu. So shkolim again, we'll just explain what we said a moment ago. Shkolim ayidei shekitzvos and minateres. Shkolim ever said amount midoraisa mosar chul whatever's left over after he said elus chulin chatos ayidei shekitzvos minatoyro. Since they have no specific parameters and limits from the toyro, mosar and whatever's left over is the dava is voluntary. Ma avale Rabbi Yossi. What does Rabbi Yossi do with this? Because Rabbi Yossi said wherever you said elu, whatever's left over is considered to be, even by shkolim, is considered to be the dava. So what does he do here? It says quite clearly, wherever you said elu, by shkolim, whatever's left over is considered to be chulin. What does he do with this brisa? So Basal explained, mechanis prothrot kevesel. It's when you gather up the coins one by one. Then only since you indicate the separateness of coins, so therefore they remain separate, and only the ones that are supposed to go to the chatas become kodesh, not the ones which are, no, for the shekel become kodesh, not the ones which are not going to go to the shekel. Again, that's, even though you said elu, since you gather the coins one by one, it indicates that it's not, you don't want the kodesh to be chal on all of them. Hibishki shiklo. One of the guys said aside a shekel, Saru Shukhaev, and he thought, because he thought it was liable, but him saying Shukhaev turns out it's not liable because he already paid this year. So low kodesh. So the shekel he set aside is not kodesh. Hibish 9, what if he set aside 2? Maybe one for him, one for his son. Turns out he's only chayv one. Also, sheni matovli. What do you do with that second one? What do you do with it? So we don't take those out to chulin. Let's skip a line because Kumbay skips a line. Shmini minado. Let's turn out from here. He was chatos. So he set aside his chatos. Shavu shuchayim and thought he was liable to bring chatos. Venitz the sheni chayv turns out he wasn't liable to bring chatos. Lo kitcha. Then. It's not Kodesh, because in order to be a Chatas, be Kodesh, it also has to be preceded by what? In order to Chatas be Kodesh, it has to be preceded by a Chait. So if it turns out he didn't sin, so the Chatas is not a Chait. See, with such Lamdani, we can't even think of that straight anymore. Right? But a Chatas without a Chait is not a Chatas. You got to sin in order to be Chayav a Chatas, right? So, what if you are chayav a chatos? Or you thought you sinned twice? You thought you ate two cheeseburgers. You only ate one. So if you shchato shtayim, sovu shulchayim shtayim, nimtzah sheino chayav elachas. Also shnei marovle. What do you do with that second one? So let's go. I'm going to go into the girsa of the Ridbaz. He takes out the entire next line, kormeda two, and the girsa should be kimanda mar elu l'nadava. According to Binyan, which says that when you say elu, the money goes to the nadava. Harchi nami l'nadava, the money goes to the nadava. Command the Malchun according to the opinion that. Whoops. Sorry. That goes in the next line. Just erase the next line. Sorry, scratch that. Mat Avadle El Roya. Skip to the second line. What you do about it, skip the entire third line. El Roya grazes. In other words, if you thought. See, that's more liability. If you thought you weren't Chayav HaKatos. If you thought you weren't Chayav HaKatos, but weren't Chayav at all, so the Korvi satisfied just goes out to pasture, it's okay. But if you were Chayav for one sin, and you thought you were Chayav for two sins, so then the second Chatos already has to graze till it gets. It grazes. No, it grazes also. No. That was right. The second korban becomes a chatos, quasi chatos, gets some kedusha, because it was an antecedent of sin. But it doesn't. Of course, it's not sacrificed because it's superfluous. But you wait until it gets a mum, and then you redeem it. So here too. Now, now I'm going to tell you to revise this gear. So again, we read El Roa Hacha. It should be my at Avile. What do you do with it? Command of my Elu Nadava. If you held Elu goes to Nadava, Hachinami Nadava here too goes to Nadava. Command of Chulin. If you held Elu goes to Chulin, Hachinami Chulin. So it depends. It's a nice explanation. Let me see if I can get it succinctly. If you set aside one kachatos when you're chayav zero, that's meaningless. If you set aside two chatos, you're chayav one, so like you said, with our case, you set aside elu l'chatosi, right? You set aside money and said elu l'chatosi. So if you set aside money and said elu l'chatosi, whatever money is left over, it becomes what? A nadava. So too, whatever animal's left over becomes a nadava. So it can graze, and you can graze until it gets a mum, and then redeem it and use the money to buy a different korban for korbanos. But the leftover money comes in a dava. So here, so we see that when you set aside two chatos, when you only chayav one, it's called elu. So if we set aside two animals in our case, we only chayav one for a case of, the case not of chatos, of course, but a case of shekel. It's not animals. You set aside a shekel. If you chayav zero shekel, you set aside one shekel, so that just becomes chulin. But if you have one chukin, you set aside two, so it's the same thing. It's like Elu Lishikli. Just like Elu Chatosi. Set aside the two animals, the third only chayv, we really only have one. Second one comes in a dova. So here too, by Shkoim, now becomes the same machlokas we had on top of the page. We had when a person says, Elu Shkoim, these two should go to my shekel. So one opinion held, since shekel is a dova katsuv, it's set amount, so then the rest of it goes to chulin. So here, the second shekel will go to chulin. We had an opinion before which held that we said Elish Golai, the second shekel goes to a Nadava. Unless you counted each one specifically. If you tossed a dollar on the table and said these are for my shekel, then the first 50 cents is shekel, and the second 50 cents is the machlokas. One opinion holds it's chulin, the other opinion holds it's Nadava. According to opinion holds it's Nadava, it's only considered to be chulin if you set aside them separately. First 50 cents and then another 50 cents. Not if you put the entire dollar on the table together. So that's again the Ritbaz is gear. So according to opinion, which holds that bad when you say Elu goes to Nadava, here too, it's Elu and Nadava. They both go, the one goes to Shekel, and the second goes to Nadava. According to opinion, which said Elu by a Shekel, it goes to Chulin. So too, when you set aside two and you only have one, the second one can go to Chulin. Not, doesn't have to be a Nadava. Okay? So the setting, I'm making it too long. I'll just say it succinctly. I'm not even falling asleep saying it's an amazing thing. Just to say it succinctly. Elu, when you say Elu, it's a machlokas. Whether the excess money goes back to Chulin or becomes a voluntary korban. So too, if you set aside two shkolim, you're only chayv to set aside one. Even without verbalizing the words Elu, the same machlokas would apply. Is that considered to be the excess money is considered to be Nadava, or the excess money is considered to be Chulin? Okay? By a chatos, if you said Elu chatosi, or you set aside two animals, because you thought you were liable, you're only liable one, in both cases, no matter what, the excess animal, or the it's just like excess funds, where you said Elu chatosi, the excess goes to Kochim. Okay? Tom and Tina, we learned over there, bottom line. Homer says, now he said he wanted to bring a korban in a flat pan. Now, this is a mincha, right? So he wanted to bring a pancake. But in the end, he said, in the end, he brought a deep dish. Okay? He wanted to bring a flat pizza, and he brought a deep dish pizza. So, now, why did he do this stupid thing? So you say, it was supposed to be a deep dish and he brought a flat pan. So even though the words in here should be lo yotze, he wasn't yotze. Because he's supposed to bring flat and he brought deep. He was supposed to bring deep and he brought flat. It's not yotze. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem, Rabbi Shem and Lakish said to Beis Shammai. That's like Beis Shammai. Bisharim hektish tos hektish. Now, even though he meant originally to say flat pan, and he bought a flat pan, but since he said actually deep dish, he's got to bring deep dish. It's not yotze. And vice versa. He thought to say deep dish, and he brought deep dish, but since he was actually said flat pan, he has to bring flat pan. So that's would be like Beis Shammai, who says, whatever you said goes, even if it wasn't what you meant to say. Beis Shammai, Hektish, Tos, Shmei, Hektish. Rabbi Zira, boy, Kumi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zira, asked for Rabbi Yossi, V'lama lei onam non patrina lei, why don't we explain Divyako? So we went to everybody. Boy, Mary, he says, B'machvas amarti. It's where he insists, that he initially... 1 second. Yeah, it's a little more complicated than I made it. Let me confuse you a little bit more. The case is like... Initially, when I thought the case like this. He said he wants to bring a flat pan. He ends up bringing a deep dish. So, according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara thinks it shouldn't be Kodesh. Because he intended to bring a flat pan. That's how he made his neder. What he brought, the Ipdish doesn't fulfill his neder, so it's not Hekdish. How does it become Hekdish? When Beisil, because Beisil Tekdish does not Shmei Hekdish. So how does what he actually brings become Kadosh? It's not what he said. So, you know, scratch what I said before. I see what I said before is wrong. Not modifying it for him, changing it. He said, I want to bring flatbed. He brings deep dish. How does it work? This is how when you took an enron, it should be Kodesh. So it maybe works according to Beishamah, the Gemara says, because Beishamah says Hekdish Tos is Hekdish. So he made a mistake, brought the wrong thing, but it's still Hekdish. Right? So that would be according to Beishamah. According to Beishamah, it wouldn't work. So then what it says, maybe it works even according to Beishamah. Again, in the third line down, Zir Baikon Rabbi Yosef, Lomalei Punish, Lomalei, Lein on Pachin, I want to explain the different code, works according to everybody. Brahim Rabbi says, B'machva Samarti. And now when he brings it, he brings a flat pan, and he says, I said flat pan. But he didn't. He said deep dish. But that's not already Hekdish Kos, because then he has in mind to be Machdish now as a Machvas. Because albeit he forgot what he said originally, but since he thinks he said Machvas, so that suffices to make a Kodesh even according to Beis Hillel. Where he doesn't know what he said originally, and now he brings the exact opposite, so then it might only work according to Beis Shammai. Where he claims to have known what he originally gave, and that basis of bringing the pledge, and that basis of bringing it, that should suffice. Right? Avul ima oimer olarelai b'machvas. If a person said that he wants to bring, be that as it may, if a person says he wants to bring in a flat pen, chazmar b'cheshes, and then he said afterwards he wants to bring in a deep dish, then yotza, the stock, he actually is yotze his second neder. Okay? Now that seems to be partial, which everybody should agree with that. If he said originally Marcheshes, and now he brings a Machbas, and he says he wants to bring a Machbas, and now he brought actually Marcheshes, and he said he wants to bring a Marcheshes, then of course he's Yotze. So that seems to be partial, so the Shaiter still changes the gear. So and he says, he'd say, Avul ima ma'arelai b'machvas. He said he wants to bring Machbas. Because of Omar, Marcheshes Nodarti, and then he said, then he changed his mind, and then he lied. I mean, not intentionally, but said, no, I promised a deep dish, not a flat pan. So then, Vehevi Marcheshes, and he brought a Marcheshes, Lo Kodesho, that it's not about Hekdish, and that's according to Basil. No, he changes around the Gemara totally. The Gemara is coming tells us what according to Beis Hillel the halacha is. That where he said adamantly that I'm bringing this according to my initial neder, which was Marcheshes, so then his carbon is not a valid carbon. Because his initial neder was not that. He's making a mistake in Hekdish Tos Lav Shmei Hekdish. So Rabbi Zira says that if a guy says initially Machvas, and then he comes along, according to Shai Teresitzel, this is the way to read it. If he said initially Machvas, and then bring Machvas, of course he's Yotzei. If he says Machvas, I initially said Machvas, and brings the Machvas, then he's Yotzei. But if he initially said Machvas, and it's not true, and Machvas he bring now is incorrect because initially he said Marcheshes, then Beis Hillel would say Hekdish Tos Lav Shmei Hekdish. It's not considered to be valid. So again, according to let's read that again according to the Chari Teres Yitzro. Says more Rabbi Zira, the third line now. Zira Boikum Rabbi Yosef Lomalei Leon Pachin Law Wailan Divrei Hakol Bomer Machvas Amarti. If he actually says Machvas Amarti, that I said Machvas, right? So then he's Yotze with his Machvas, which he brings now. Havim amar arei alai b'machvas, but if he said initially arei alai b'machvas, and then v'chozav v'amar b'machdesh marcheshes, and then he said, I made a mistake. Havim amar arei alai b'machvas, chozav v'amar b'marcheshes, nodarti. he throws in the word nadarti, because he thinks that he brought him archeshes, and behaving by archeshes, he brought him archeshes. Again, doing the Kodesh Ari Teretz Yisrael, low kachra, it's not Kodesh. You know, I'm afraid I just totally confused you. Right? Yeah. Okay, let me just do it according to the Gemara. Forget the Shari Teretz Yisrael. Let me just do it as it says it here. Let's do it again. Rabbi Zero says, is there a boy calling Rabbi Yossi? Is there a saying for Rabbi Yossi? Lomalei pochin lo diriyako. Why don't say that? It works according to everybody. So it's again, it says, if he said machvas and brought marcheshes and brought machvas, he wasn't Yotze. You know, let's go back to the beginning of the page. It won't take long. Bottom of the previous page. Tzmina. Just go easier, because it's going to be choppy otherwise. Tzmina, now I tell you, now I'm going to realize machvas. First say, what's me machvas? Vey marcheshes, he brought marcheshes. Marcheshes, vey be machvas, it's not Yotze. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shimon Loger said, "Yeah, he's not Yotzi, but how does it get to be hektish? He this is not what he obligated himself to bring." So he says to b'shamayim hektish tos hektish. Even though it's a mistake, it's still hektish. Rabbi Zira boykum Rabbi Yossi. Why is it be based hektish? Why is it to be b'shamayim? Lomalei patchin lo diberko. Why does it work according to everybody? But Aimer b'machvas amarti, when he's under the impression, mistaken though it might be, that he said machvas. And he brought machvas. Now, it's true, it's a mistaken impression. But the fact that now in his heart he's willing to bring a machvas, that should be the reason why it's kodosh. Grant, he originally said marcheshes. But the fact that now he thinks he said machvas, and he brings that basis, that should be even according to Basil, right? Boy machvas amarti. Avlima amar arelai b'machvas. But what if a guy said, Harelai b'machvas, right? That he's supposed to, he wants to bring upon himself a machvas. The chazar v'omar b'marcheshes, and then he explicitly said, not that's what I thought, right? But he said, now he makes a new nether. He said, Harelai b'machvas, now he says Harelai b'marcheshes. So then, and then he brings, whatever he brings, he's yotze. But he's only yotze one of the two things, obviously. Because now he has a double whammy on himself. Both flat pan and deep dish. So again, it comes out very simple, going to the simple way of reading the Gemara, that what we're looking for is a way that it shouldn't be hektish toast in order for work out going to Beis Hillel. So all that has to be is that he doesn't say, I'm just bringing a coin to whatever I said originally, because then obviously, if what he's doing now contradicts what he said originally, it's not going to be hektish, only according to Beis Shammai. He has to say, I'm bringing it now, because this is what I think I said. That last, those words, this is what I think I said, make it work even according to Beis Hillel. Because that means he's willing now to make an ekdesh on that basis. Lamai says, he yotz his original letter with this? No. So that's what the real concludes. Though they don't conclude explicitly. First said, Arelai Machmas, and then said, Arelai Marcheshes. Yes, he's yotz it, but only one, not the other. He has to bring the other one as well. Okay, as Rabbi Chinna Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Divrei HaKoli, it works out according to everybody, both according to Beis Hillel and according to Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yerboi, because we're not talking about where it's a total mistake, what he claims is what he meant, originally meant. Rabbi Yerboi, Rabbi Yerboi asked, Amar Reolai, a person says he wants to bring Oba Machvas Omar Cheshes. He doesn't say it. Says, I don't know, sometimes I like deep dish, sometimes I like flat pizza. I don't know. Of course, he's not eating this, but theoretically, right, because the coin eats it. The Chazar says, since I really am Omar, was Omar Cheshes, the Chazar, Omar, and then he said again, B'machvas. And afterwards, it says v'chazar, but it should be o'chazar. Or he says marcheshes again. So he said either or, and then he said again one of the two. Said either machvas or marcheshes, and he said machvas. Or he said again marcheshes. Right here in Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Acha, and Rabbi Chaim B'Shem Rabbi Yossi said, kovan afilu b'peh.
whatever he determines is, he determines even by verbalizing. Because now he can, whatever he says goes. Okay, he said either, in other words, he said originally either or machbas or marcheshes. And then afterwards he says machbas. Or he says afterwards marcheshes. That verbal determination changes his original wishy-washiness. Which is a big kiddush. Because the Bavli holds by, the Shari Teres still bring this down, Bavli holds by Kent, when you're buying Kenin, you're buying sets of birds, chatos and ola, so it's either set only when you buy them, or when the Kohen does Malik on them. But there's no period in the middle when you can verbally designate them. It's either at point of purchase, or at point of sacrifice. But not any time in the middle. So here we're actually allowing him to designate his neder sometime in the middle. Now that might not seem like a big deal, but we're actually allowing him to clarify what he meant in the midstream, which is something which is obviously not necessarily always the case. Okay, I know we don't get particularly excited about such a chiddush, but that's what it says. I feel a bit, even with his mouth, even without a coin designation. So I remember they wanted to say, I feel yomim tovim koyvim. Even Yotif determines. Now, the way the Moshe determines is, I don't like it, but he says, whatever mincha you need for this Yotif will determine what it is, even though you're self-lifted wishy-washy. That's very difficult because Lamaisa, no Yotif requires any specific kind of mincha unless it's for a korban tzibur. So that, I don't think that that's the pshat. I think the Shari Teres Yisrael is correct. He says that the pshat is that you can even determine it verbally on Yotif. Normally you can't be makdish things on Yotif because it looks like you're being makdish kinyan, right? Making a kinyanim, so that's forbidden. But to make the verbal designation of the korban, that he can make on Yotif. Also, he says that he signed, it doesn't even have to be verbal. But filu kalim kovim, even, tell me we finished 5 minutes. But filu kalim kovim, whatever dish you use determines what its status is. Okay, even if you didn't verbally designate it, by putting a specific pan, that designates what kind of mincha it's going to be. Tom, even let's over there. Rabbi Yosef Rido Meir also shoge kemezid b'tmura. By tmura, if you did it unintentionally, it's like intentionally. So, yeah, normally. But here, since you already said before Yontif, Machvas or Marcheshes. On Yontif, you can say, you know what, I want to be Machvas or Marcheshes. Yes, the primary Pumpon was before Yontif. Now, and Shabbos, I assume it would be work as well. Tanti, Lutter, Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, also show you Kameza B'Tmura. Now, of course, Tmura, both animals are Kaddish, right? And you get flogged to boot if you did it with Mazin. But if you did it with Shogig, of course, you don't get flogged, but both animals are Kaddish. Okay? Below us, Shogig and Mazin Mukdoshim, and that's not by Hekdish, Shogig is not like Mazin. Now, the question is what exactly that means. By Hekdish, Shogig is not like Mazin. Chizki, Omer, Chizki says, L'Shogig, below Sasei, by Shogig, you transgress the low Sasei of Tamura, and Sisei Lamemir, but it should be Lamezid, below Sasei also transgress the low Sasei. However, Avalim Bolomar, what if a guy Tamuras, it should be in Bolomar, Tamuras Chulin, Vamar Tamuras Ola. Okay, throw in the word Tamura twice, low culture. If a guy wanted to say, this is Tamura of Chulin, and say he said Tamura is Ola, he muffed up. So it's not Kaddosh. Because he's trying to make the Isser of Tamura, when he's doing it right, takes place Shogig or Mazin, makes no difference. However, when he does it wrong, meaning he wanted to say Tamura is Chulin, which is incorrect, there's no Tamura of Chulin, and he does say it right, says Tamura is Ola, it's still a meaningless gesture. Okay? It's interesting. You don't have to have actually both animals in front of you. I don't know if I remember that. But if you have to say Tamura Sola. So in Tamura Sola means that you have both animals. If you intend to say Tamura Sola, which obviously is nonsense. And instead, it said Tamura Sola, which is meaningful. So nevertheless,
We don't penalize you for that. We assume that it's meaningless, low culture. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, not true. Bar Amar Tmura Schulin, again Tmura Schulin. Bar Amar Tmura Sola Kacha. Even though you verbalized it, what you verbalized was not what you meant to say, but you said something effective, and it makes the animal Tmura. Avli Bar Amar Ola Amar Chulin. But if you wanted to say Ola and said Chulin and said the other way around, you wanted to say Tmura Sola. But he said Chulin instead, then low culture. Okay, that doesn't work. The side of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that Shogeg doesn't work like Mezim and Mukdashim. Really, that a person who says Chulin instead of Ola doesn't make it Kodesh, it's going Kipasar Rabbi Yirmiyah al the Beisham and Mukdashim. It's going like Rabbi Yirmiyah's shot in Beis Shammai by Kochim. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that if a person says Chulin, meant to say Chulin, and said Ola, so according to Rabbi Yoch, if a person said we had that back in Chof HaMerav. A person said Chulin. A person said Kodesh. Even though he meant to say Chulin according to Beis Shammai. So in Machlokas. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, it's Kodesh. Rabbi Yossi said, no, he had to have at least Kavana minimally to say Kodesh. Right? If he didn't have, and he said the wrong Kodesh. He had Kavana to say Kodesh A instead said Kodesh B. So that works. That's Hekdesh Tos and that works. But if you had a kavanah to say chulin instead of kochim and said, it doesn't work. So it says, so here too, Rabbi Yochanan said, if a guy had kavanah to say, oh, he said kochim, if he had kavanah to say tumuras chulin, and he said tumuras ola, it's kochim. If he had in mind to say, oh, instead of said chulin, it's not kochim. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, by tumura, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, according to Beis Shammai ben Mukdashim, that because he's saying, if you meant to say Tmuras Chulin and said Tmuras Ola, it's Kodesh, right? So that's like Beis Shammai said. If you meant to say Chulin and said Kachim, it's Kodesh. Now the thing is, it's not precisely the same. Because it could be by Tmura, it's more severe than making something Kodesh to begin with. But it's the same idea. Rabbi Yochanan saying, if you meant to say Tmuras Chulin and said Tmuras Ola, it's Kodesh, just like according to Beis Shammai, if you meant to say Chulin and said Ola, it's Kodesh. According to that opinion. Not according to the opinion, only said, if you meant to say Kodesh A and said instead Kodesh B, that it's Kodesh. But the opinion said, Chulin, and if you meant to say Chulin and said Kodeshim, that it's Kodesh, that's Kodesh. Okay. The Gemara goes on, but it's late. I have Rachmanos on you and Rachmanos on myself. We'll stop here for tonight. It got complicated.